Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza. We're starting already on the Omid Beis, Ches Omid Beis, and we'll Mitzvah Shem finish off Ches Omid Beis, and also do Daf Tess again in our help and desire that people should be able to go through the Yomim Noraim and the upcoming Yomim Tovim, and maintaining the online Daf Yomi that you keep up with my share. So yesterday on Daf Ches Omid Aleph, we had quoted a Mishnah from Chulin. And we had said, I'll just read the Mishnah over quickly, Koi, this animal that we're not sure if it's a Chaya or a Behema, and therefore it's a suffix whether to be treated as a Chaya or to be treated as a Behema, has ramifications, nafkamina, in regards to can you eat the fats, the various types of prohibited fats on a Behema, they're not prohibited on a Chaya. And likewise, is there a mitzvah kisi adam? On a Chaya there is, on a Behema there's not. So we brought that in the Mishnah. Koi in shalten osob yontiv. L'chatchila, don't go and shech the koi on yontiv, because it's a machlokis that he should or should not do kisui adam on it. V'im shechatu, and if he did shech it, ein l'chasen is done. We said you do not go and perform the mitzvah of kisui adam, covering the blood up with dirt. That's what we learned yesterday. And we gave an explanation as to how that should be properly learned, and that's where we ended off yesterday's share on chesamut beis. And we rejected that first understanding, and therefore we give the following, Elo Amar Rabba. Now this is found three lines from the top of Ches Omid Beis. The Gersa that we have is Rabba, as you see on the side in the Masoras HaShas, he says the more correct Gersa is Rabba, which also is in accord with Tosos' understanding over here. So we read this as Elo Amar Rabba. So therefore Rabba understands this Mishnah from Chulin in the following fashion. And he says, Efer Kira. Now that's the Gersa that we have. The Rashba says the Gersa should be not Efer Kira, but it should be Deker Noatz, the loosened dirt that we had spoken about, that you have a shovel stuck into the ground, a spade or a hoe that's stuck into the ground, and you can use that dirt for the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. But anyway, we'll keep the Gersa that we have, which is Efer Kira. So this ashes that are considered also able to be done the mitzvah of Kisui Adam with them, they are considered Muchan for Kisui Adam, but only Levadai, only for a Chayo or for a bird that has a definite, absolute mitzvah to do kisui adam, but this Efer Kira or this Deker Noatz, according to the Rashba, is not allowed to be used for a koi, which is a sofek, the ein muchal sofek. That's what Rava/Rabba tells us. Now, why? So the Gemara says, l'sofek, in regards to Rava's telling us that it's not considered muchan for a sofek, my time alone. Why? Why is it not considered muchan? Are you concerned the kavod guma because he's make a hole? So then the same thing would apply with a vadai. Vadai nami kavod guma. So it can't be because you're concerned about making a hole. Doesn't make any sense. Why would a suffix be different than a vadai? Oh, mustn't it be that we're not concerned about making a guma like we learned in yesterday's shir? Elok the Rabbi Abba. That Rabbi Abba taught us yesterday that in the very top of Ches Omid Aleph, the Omar Rabbi Abba, hachol for guma b'shabbos, ve'eino tzarech elei afara patur olei. And if you go make a hole and you have no reason to have the hole, it's not a problem, therefore, of binyan. You just need the dirt. So then the making of the hole is not a problem because you have no intention for it. So therefore, just like we said yesterday, that's allowed. So Eloki the Rabbi Abba yesterday, so Hochanami the Rabbi Abba. So we could apply the same reasoning here. So it wouldn't make any difference whether it's Safik or Vadai. You're going to tell me what's the reason why Rava tells us that you're not allowed to use this for the koi. Ela sofek my timer. So what's the reasoning that Rava prohibits using it for the koi? Dilma, maybe, Ovid Ketisha. We're concerned that you're going to go crumble it up. That's a told of techina, of grinding it up, and therefore that's why it's not allowed. So again, the same exact question. Why would a sofek be different than a vade? Vadinami, nigzo mishum ketisha. If you're concerned by it for a sofek, you should be concerned for it by a vade as well. But here the Gemara says, no. By a vade, ki ka Ovid Ketisha, when you're definitely doing a mitzvah, so there's a mitzvah to go do kisui adam. So that mitzvah to do kisui adam is able to be doche the lo saseh of not doing ketisha. So the vadai mitzvah of kisui adam on a vadai requiring chaya or oaf for the kisui adam negates the lo saseh. Essay kisui adam vadai is doche lo saseh. Don't do ketisha. Or says that's not a good answer. Because maybe Ema Demrinan Osiyase Vidoche is Losase, maybe the only time we say that Nes is Docha Losase, that would be when they occur at the exact same time. For example, if you have a person who's supposed to undergo a bris milah and the Orla has a lesion of Tsaras on it, so there's a prohibition against cutting off a lesion of Tsaras. But there's a mitzvah to do the bris milah. So at the exact moment that you cut the Orla, you're doing the mitzvah of bris milah and you're also doing the Isser of cutting off a Nega Tsaras. So for example, in a situation kagon mila b'tzaratz where they occur simultaneously, or inami, alternatively, when you have sodin b'tzitzis, if you have a four-cornered garment that you're supposed to attach tzitzis to it. But this would be a problem of shatnes, because you're dealing over here with a linen garment, a sodin, and yet you're putting on tzitzis. So at the moment that you're over the iser of kilayim, of shatnes, so at that moment you're accomplishing the mitzvah. So therefore, in both the case of kigon mila b'tzaras or inami sodin b'tzitzis, the be'idna de koma akir lav, at the moment that you're going and being over the lo saseh, at that very moment, komokim laseh, you're fulfilling the aseh at that exact moment, and therefore they come at the same time. That's why the aseh is docha the lo saseh. However, in our case, when you're doing the kisi adam kitisha, so hocha be'idna de koma akir, at the moment that you're taking the dirt out of the ground or the ashes out of the kira, you're not doing the mitzvah yet. You're doing the mitzvah a little bit later on. So be'idna de koma akir lav, at the moment that you're being ma'akir the lav, you're being transgressing the lo saseh of Ketisha, at that moment, lo mokim aseh, you're not doing the aseh, and that's why you can't say this is an aseh docha lo saseh. So therefore, this is a good teretz. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a good teretz. Gemara says, no, holo kasha, that wouldn't be good. Because, guess what? Crumble it at the exact moment that you're doing the kisei adam. The bahadi, the kokotish, at the time that you're crumbling it, kol mechase, go do the kisei adam. So they do occur simultaneously, no different than cutting off the arla at the moment that you're cutting off the beharis. So put the dirt, crumble the dirt at the exact moment that you're pulling the dirt over the blood. Moore says, okay, even if that's so, even if you want to say it's an essay docha lo sase, it's not. Because yontif is not just a lo sase, yontif is also an assay. And therefore, so, the assay of kisui adam cannot be docha an assay in the lo sase. As Rashi says, in Dibra Maschal Seva lo sasehu, he says the Pasuk of Vayikra tells us, Bayom Rishon Shabbason, which is mashma shvus, which is don't do something, that Bayom Rishon, it's Shabbos. In other words, you have to abstain from melacha. So not only is the asay docha the lo sasei, but it's also docha an asay. And an asay cannot be docha, both an asay and a lo sasei. And then we have a separate pasuk in regards to the yontif, where it says, "Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Kom Lechas Avdo Lo Sasu." So you have over here both an asay and a lo sasay, and therefore the mitzvah of kisui adam, the asay of kisui adam, can't be docha that. So that's not a good teretz. So El Omar Rava. That's why before the Girsa, according to Tosos, should have been Rava before, because we're saying that's not the right thing that Rava said, but this is the right thing that Rava said. El Omar Rava, Afer Kira Daito Levadai Ve'in Daito L'Sofek. That when you have this ashes, and they're muchan to do kisui adam, they're only muchan for a vadai mitzvah, the ein daito l'sofik, but they weren't prepared for a situation of sofik, where maybe you don't need it, maybe you do. What exactly does that mean? Oz the Rava time, eh? Rava goes according to a shita expressed elsewhere. The Amar Rava said, if a person were to be hichnis offer l'chasus botsoa, if you bring dirt into your house, now again, they had dirt floors, and they didn't have Pampers, and they didn't have all sorts of fancy throwaway diapers, and the kids would sometimes leak or go on the floor of their dirt floor. So you'd need to go cover up the tsoa, the waste that the child had put out on the floor, with dirt. So a person brings dirt, extra dirt into his house, so he can cover up the tsoa that his child made. So if you brought in such dirt, it's muchan, so it's not only muchan for the tzowa, which is why you brought it in, but it's also considered muchan, mutter, l'chasas v'dam tzipor. You can also do the mitzvah kisei adam with such dirt. But if you brought in dirt for the express purpose of doing kisei adam, so you brought in the dirt for dam tzipor, specifically hichnis ofor, for the mitzvah of kisei adam, then it's forbidden, also l'chasas v'tzowa. Rava said, you can't use it for something that Rashi explains, is optional. Maybe it won't occur. As Rashi says, also l'chasas botsoa, im yesh lo tinok katan, if you have a young child, v'hitil tsoa, and it unfortunately soiled the area on yontif. So he says that you can't assume that that's what he wanted to do with that dirt. And the reasoning is, Rashi says, my taima, because dam tzipor v'adai hoyalo shishchitenu v'yetzorich kisui, because he put that in for the expressed purpose of kisui adam. But the tzoa is a sofeku. Will the child soil it or not? Im yera b'makom ha'moslo, will he soil it in a place that it bothers you? And in that situation, your intention for the dirt was daito levadai velo l'sofek. So that's why Rava says, this is why if you shecht a kai, you didn't have dirt prepared for it for that purpose, even though you did have dirt prepared, but the dirt was prepared only for a vade and not for a suffik. That's what Rava says. However, Nahar Beloi disagreed. Well, who are the Nahar Beloi? So Rashi tells us, Nahar Beloi in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this is Rami Bar Beribi, or others have the Girsa Beruchi. In any event, this is an Amora. And this Amora said, the Nahar Beloi said, Afilu hichnis offer lechasos bodam sipor, even if a person brought in dirt for the express purpose of doing kisi adam on a vadai, nevertheless mutil chasos otso. You can use it even for a suffik. Will this happen? Will this not happen? So therefore, you're allowed to go and use it even for a suffik. So he disagrees with Rava. Amri b'mar Rava, and Eretz Yisrael, they said the following. Pligi bar Rav Yossi bar Chama v'Rav Zera, that Rav Yossi bar Chama and Rav Zera argued about this very point, or others say it wasn't these two, it was v'Amri lo, it was Rava b'reid Rav Yossi bar Chama. I don't know if this is Rav Yossi bar Chama and Rav Yossi bar Chama are the same person or not, but probably they are. But in any event, the second version, it was his son that said it, arguing with Rav Zera rather than the father who was arguing with Rav Zera. Whoever it was, these two, Bali Plukta, Rav Zera and either Rav Yossi bar Chama or Mestama, the son of Rav Yosef bar Chama. One of them said, we don't know which one said which, Kai Harayu Kitzor. We view a Kai like we view excrement. In other words, they're both considered a Sufik. The Chadamar, no, Kai Eino Kitzor. We don't view the Kai like the Tzoa. In other words, the Tzoa is more definitive than the Kai. So this machlokis between these two Bali Plukta could be understood in the same way that we just had the machlokis between Rava and the Nahar Beloi. Rava said, Vadai cannot be used for Sofek. And then Abloi said, the Vadai could be used for Sofek. So too over here. The Tsoa and the Koi are considered the same. They're both considered Sofek. Whereas the other opinion, the Chadamar, no, the Koi is considered a Sofek, but the Tsoa is not. Okay. Which one of these two opinions said which? Tistayim, the Rava who da'amar, Koi harei ketsoa. It makes sense to suggest that Rava, who had said that Mutter Levadai is not considered Mutter Lesofek, it makes sense that Rava was the one that said that the Koi Hareyu Kitzo, that they're both Sofek. Because the Omer Rava said, Hikli Sofer Lechasas Wotso, if you bring in dirt to cover up excrement, so Mutter Lechasas Wotam Tzipor, you can definitely use it for a Vadai. But, he says, if you bring in Dam Tzipor, then also Lechasas Wotso, then you can't use it for a Sofek. In other words, Tistayim, the Rava is the one that says that the Tzoa is considered a Sofek, and therefore in the stomach, no different than the Koi, and therefore Rava is probably the one that said that Koi Harehu Kitzor. Okay, that's finally teretz number one to this Mishnah in Chulin that we didn't understand. Now we have another way to understand this. We'll have three total. Here's the second one. Rami Berei de Rav Yeva Amar. Rami, who is the son of Rav Yeva, he said, the way to understand that Mishnah is as follows. Koi, Hainu Taimu Lo Mechassinan. Why don't we allow you to cover up the dam of a koi if you did shecht it against the advice? You're not supposed to shecht it, but if you did, you don't do kisuya dam. He says it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Mishum hatoras chobo. If we allow you to go and do kisuya dam on yontif, the person's going to mistakenly say, oh, a koi has the status of a chaya, and the chaya, you're allowed to eat its chaylev. And therefore, he's going to mistakenly eat the chaylev of a koi. Now, the chaylev of a koi is a suffik. Is it a chaya or is it a behema? So we have to go to chumra and say, no, we treat its chaylev as a behema, and that would be usur. Real chaylev in a behema is a chaylev of kares, so it's a biggie. So here it's a suffik kares, and therefore you're not allowed to go and eat it. But if we allow you to do kisya daman yontif, the person is mistakenly going to say it's a vadai chaya, and therefore the vadai status of the chaylev is that it's mutter. So this is a gzera that Rami Breda Rav Yeva says that the rabbis instituted, so you shouldn't chas v'shalom come to eat the chaylev of a koi. Whereas a bomb kasha, where it says ihachi afilu b'chol nami, then you should never be allowed to go and do kisya dam on a koi, because if your concern is people will mistakenly say that it must be a chaya and you can eat its chaylev, so why would that make any difference if you did it on yontif or on Tuesday, a regular weekday? It should be usher anyway, but it's not. We do tell you to do the mitzvah kisya dam on a regular weekday, Tuesday. Shmuel says, no, that's not a problem. Bechol, the reason if a person shechts it on a weekday that we allow you to do kisya dam, because Amrei lenaker chatzeru tzarech. The only reason he's doing it is to keep his yard clean. He doesn't want to have blood spots all over his yard. Shmuel says, okay, that would be great if he shechted it all over his nice yard. But what happens if he shechted it over a garbage dump? Shachat bi'ashpa. When people shechted it, but someone didn't do it on their living room floor. So they shechted it in a place where, in case it splattered blood, it'd be no big deal. So if a person shechted a koi in the ashpa, Michael and Amy, what are you going to tell him? Do kisya dam or don't do kisya dam? Here, if you tell him to do kisya dam, shouldn't you be concerned that he'll come to eat the chaylev? And here you can't say he's doing it lenaker chatzeri. He's doing it to clean his yard because he's doing it over a dump. And in the dump, in the garbage area, he's not trying to clean it. And furthermore, the Gemara says, what happens if he comes to ask a shayla in the base medrash? Rabbi, can I go and shecht my koi and do kisya adam or not? So, balimloch, if he wants to ask a shayla, what are you going to tell him? Michael Meimer. If you tell him, yeah, koi is mechuyiv and kisya adam, so he mistakenly may go home and eat the chaylev. So, you have the same problem on a weekday as you do on yontif. So, why would that be the reason that you're not doing kisya adam on yontif? Because you're concerned that he'll eat the chaylev. That same thing should apply on a weekday. So, Gemara says, no. Ella b'chol, on a weekday, the reason why you do kisi adam is because inami misafku, even though it's a suffix, does it require it or not? You know what people are going to say? Armalei rabbanon, they're going to say that the rabbi said, zil tarach v'chasei. The rabbi said, it's a suffix, but go on a weekday and trouble yourself because it's a weekday. We don't care that you're troubling yourself. So it's a suffix, go trouble yourself v'chasei and do kisi adam. And nobody's going to mistakenly say, ah, since they said I should do this, it must be that the chaylev is mutter. But if they said to do it on Yontif, when we're very careful not to trouble people to make them do extra work, we're not matriach people on Yontif. We have so many things that we do not to be matriach on Yontif. So be Yontif, even safka, mi amrilei, rabbanon zil tarach v'chasei, if it was a sotik where the rabbis go and tell you to go and trouble yourself on Yontif, that would take away from your simchas Yontif, would take away from only Yontif. And therefore, if the rabbis told you on Yontif to do it, the people will mistakenly say, ah, it must be that it's a real chaya, and therefore I'm allowed to eat the chaylev. So on a yontif, they could make this mistake, and therefore the rabbis made a gzera. But on a weekday, nobody would make such a mistake. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three, how do we explain the Mishnah Chulin, that you're not allowed to do kisya adam on a koi, once it's already shechted on yontif? So Tani Rabbi Zera tells us, lo koi bilvadamru, it's not only a koi that they said you can't do the kisya adam. But Ella, afilu shochat behema chaya v'of. Even if you shechted a chaya and an oaf, which are requiring to do kisya adam, but you also shechted a behema, which doesn't require kisya adam, and then all those bloods got mixed together, v'nisari of domen zeb is that, so you have blood there from the chaya and the oaf that require kisya adam, and blood from the behema does not require kisya adam, osur l'chasos b'yantim. The rabbi said, even over here, where there's a vadai part of this blood that requires kisya adam, but since there's a part that doesn't require kisya adam, the rabbi said, don't do it. So it's not only a koi that's a safik l'chatchila, but even if you have a vadai mixed together with a vadai not, you still don't do kisya adam. That's what Reb Zera said. But Amar Reb Yossi bar Yasina, Reb Yossi bar Yasina said, that depends. Lo shanu, Reb Zera only taught this braisa under the following situation. Elo shein yochel l'chasus b'dekir achas, when you can't cover up all the blood with one shovel full of dirt. If you could cover it all up with just one shovelful, then mutter, because then you're not doing any extra work for the behema. You'd have to cover up the chai and the oaf anyway, so you're doing it in doing zero extra work. So therefore, in that situation, you would be allowed to cover up the behema's blood with the chai and the oaf blood. Where it says, pshita, isn't that obvious? You're not doing any extra work, so why would you not be allowed to do it? You're doing the mitzvah kisya adam, and there's no negative involved over here. But says, no, there is a negative. I might have said, Mal de Tema, you know what? If you let me do one shovelful, what happens if I didn't do it in one shovelful? Then I'll take a second shovelful, and that would be a problem. Nigzor dekira achas o tushteki tekiros. I might have thought that you should make a gzera that we don't let you do it even with one dekira, because you then come to then do it with two dekiras, kamashulam, we don't make such a gzera. So those are the three explanations of our Mishnah. I'm a rabbi. Now, this is really rabbi according to the gears that we have, but according to the gears of the Masoras HaShas, it says that this should be rav. Okay. Whoever it was that said, this is either rabbi or rav said, shachat zipor me erev yontif, when you shech the bird in erev yontif, so you should have done the kisya adam on erev yontif. So he says, ein mechasim so b'yontif. You're not allowed to go do the kisya adam on yontif. That's what rabbi or rav taught us. Now, we turn to Tesamut Aleph. Similarly, if you have a dough that you're supposed to take off the truma known as challah from this dough, again, I mentioned previously many times, it has nothing to do with what we call challah, albeit in the vernacular usage of the term challah that we use, so some say that they specifically called it challah in order to remind people, because on Shabbos Mistami you're making a large dough and you are mechuyev because you've baked enough of dough that you have to take off challah, this truma called challah, so therefore they call these doughs challah. That's the origin, the source of our Shabbos challahs being called challah. After all, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of challah, technically, in terms of its name, but it's a reminder that you must do the mitzvah of challah. In any event, if you prepared a dough on Erev Yontif, Gilgal Isa me'erev Yontif, so you should have taken off the challah when it was a dough on Erev Yontif, but you forgot to. So the din is mafrish v'menu chalos v'yontif. Here you are allowed to be mafrish the dough called challah from the bigger dough. You're allowed to go take off the piece called challah and give it to the Kohen That you're allowed to do on Yontif. So the obvious question is, by the Kisi Adam, we don't let you do it on Yontif for when you should have done it on Erev Yontif, but by the Chala, taking off the Chala, you can be mafresh it on Yontif, even though you should have done it on Erev Yontif. So Abu Dishmuel disagreed with this last din. Abu Dishmuel Omar, no, Afilu Gilgal Isam Erev Yontif, ain't mafresh menu Chalos B'Yontif. He says, no, it's inconsistent. Just like you should have done the Kisi Adam on Erev Yontif, and we don't let you do it on Yontif. You should have taken off the challah from the dough, Erev Yontif, and we don't let you do it on Yontif. So he disagrees with this statement that we brought down in the name of either Rabba or Rav, whoever it was that made the statement. So Gemara asks, maybe Lema Pliga Dishmuel Adi Avua. Now, it's Avua Dishmuel, that's how he's normally known, but it means the father of Shmuel, so he didn't have to say Avua Dishmuel. In any event, let us say the Shmuel disagrees with his father, because what did Shmuel say? The Amar Shmuel, Chalas Chutzla Aretz, Chala that's taken off outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the obligation to take off Chala, Midaraisa, is only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Chachamim instituted taking off Chala even in Chutzla Aretz. So, Shmuel is telling us this din of Chala in Chutzla Aretz, Ochel, if you didn't take off the you weren't mafresh to challah in chutz la'aretz, so you're allowed to eat from that dough, ochel, v'holech, and keep on eating from it, and then the leftover at the end, v'achakach mafresh, you could only take the remainder at the end and say, this is the mitzvah of challah. Now, if, in fact, this taking off the challah isn't necessary to eat the dough, so then why would you not be allowed to go and be mafresh the challah from such a dough? If you're telling me you can't be mafresh trumas and maisis because you'll be misaking it to now be able to eat it, but this dough you can eat anyway. So obviously Shmuel seems to disagree with his father. His father says you're not allowed to be mafresh mimenu chalosa biyantiv, whereas Shmuel, the son, would seem to be saying that since you're allowed to eat from this dough, so why wouldn't you be allowed to be mafresh it on yantiv because you're not being misaking anything by being mafresh it? So Rava says, lav dafka. Amar Rava, wait a second. While it may not be necessary to do so, if you were to be mafresh it and call it challah, so would Shmuel say that it doesn't take effect? Of course it takes effect, and now it's like truma, and only a kohen can eat it. So therefore, you are masaking it, and therefore, even Shmuel would say that you can't do this on yontif. So therefore, Shmuel lav dafka disagrees with his father. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us some dinim about a dovecote. Now, we're dealing over here with different types of ladders. Ladders going up to a dovecote or ladders going up to a roof. And they have different purposes, and therefore they may be allowed or not allowed. And they were leading up to a dovecote, so they used to have lots of windows, lots of chalonos, lots of cubbies that the doves would, usually a pair, a mother and a father bird, would be in each dovecote, and they would have lots of cubbies in one dovecote, and then they'd have another dovecote nearby, and they'd have to move the ladders from one window to another window, from one cubby to another cubby, and from one dovecote to another dovecote. So that's what our Mishnah is going to be discussing. Are you allowed to do this? So the Mishnah tells us the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai omrim, ein molichin es asula, minali go take a ladder and move it mishovach l'shova from one dovecote to another dovecote on yontif. Obviously, we're talking about on a weekday. Of course, you can do this. However, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do this on Yontif, but what you can do, avol mateyu, you can lean it from within the same dovecote from one window to another window, mechalon lechalon, from one cubby to another cubby in this dovecote. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. You can't move it from a dovecote to a dovecote, but within the same dovecote, you can move it from one cubby into another cubby. Well, Beis Hillel matir, Beis Hillel say, no, you can even move this sulam from one shovach, one dovecote, l'shovach, to another dovecote. Okay, machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Gemara starts off and says, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami. Rav Chanan bar Ami says, Machlokis Bishus Rabban. This Machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only when these ladders are in the public domain, Bishus Rabban. Why? Because the Beis Shammai Sabre, the Beis Shammai say you can't move it from one dovecote to another dovecote, because the opinion of Beis Shammai is, the Beis Shammai Sabre, they're going to say, Haroa, somebody who sees you moving this ladder. You know what he's going to say? Hey, he's moving a ladder from that rooftop to that other rooftop, and he's trying to go and put tar up on his roof. He's trying to make his roof not be perfectly flat. In their days, they didn't have angled roof. They didn't have roofs that everything would flow off it, like our roofs today. If it rains, it doesn't collect on your roof because your roof's on a slant. But they used to have flat roofs. They used to roof their roofs all the time for sukkah, for example, or for other usages. So their roofs were relatively flat. But if you have a flat roof, the water's going to collect up there. The snow's going to collect up there. You don't have that much snow in the Middle East. But if you have a large collection of things on your roof, it could topple the roof, or it will break through your roof, and it will get water all over your floor of your house. So they would make an extra layer of tar on the roof, and they would slanted a little bit so the water would slide off. And this way they had a flat roof, but it wasn't perfectly flat. It was a little bit inclined. And therefore, a person seeing you move the ladder from this roof to that roof, from this dovecote to that dovecote, is going to assume that you're doing it, Beis Shammai says, in order to go and put tar up on your roof. And therefore, that's going to look like you're doing Malach on Yontif. And therefore, because of my Rishayin, Beis Shammai says, don't do this. Beis Hillel says, no. It's a dovecote, it's not a roof. You're moving it from dovecote A to dovecote B. So people aren't going to think you're moving it from roof A to roof B. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, you're doing it in front of the dovecote, shovacho mochiach lav. That proves what you're doing it for. But both of them would agree, avol b'rishus hayachid, if you do it in your house, in a private domain, if you do it indoors or in an area that is considered a rishus hayachid, outdoors in your backyard, then everybody, not only Beis Hillel, but even Beis Shammai would say that that's permissible. But this brings a major problem into play. More questions is, it says, Eni? Really? In privacy, there's no concern of my Rishayin? That's a big problem. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar, Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, whenever the rabbi said, don't do something because of my Rishayin, then even in private, when nobody's watching, it's still usher. And therefore, how could this opinion of Rav Chanan Bar Ami disagree with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? That is a major problem with this question that both Rashi and Tosfos both point out. And Rashi says, why can't Rav Chanan Bar Ami argue with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? They're both Amorayim. So how can you bring me a raya from one Amora to another Amora? Oh, how could you say this? This other Amora disagree with you. Guess what? Amoraim disagree with each other on every page of Shas. And therefore, how can you possibly question Rav Chanan Bar Ami from a statement from another Amora? Oh, if you bring a Tana against Rav Chanan Bar Ami, so I understand. But how can you bring a raya against an Amora from another Amora? So both Rashi and Tosfos tell us something, and the Gilyan Ashasi brings down that we find this in other cases as well, that sometimes an Amora, such as Rav, is so great that the other Amoraim didn't argue with him. Rav is referred to as the Rosh Yeshiva of Klai Yisrael, and maybe with the exception of Shmuel, both Rashi and Tosfos say, Shmuel would argue with Rav all the time, and nobody questioned how could Shmuel argue with Rav. Even though Rav was greater than Shmuel, Shmuel had a right to argue with Rav. But everybody else didn't just pick a fight with Rav. And therefore, you find Rav Yochanan arguing with Rav, you'll find Reish Lakish sometimes arguing with Rav, you'll find other Amoraim questioning Rav, but they wouldn't say, how could Rav do this? Rav is wrong. And therefore, that's why the Gemara can say, how could Rav Chanan Bar Ami argue with this statement that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav made? And the Gilyan Ashas points out that Rav Nachman said the same thing in regards to Rav and Levi, that he wouldn't argue with Rav and Levi because they were called Kadmonim. They were the first generation, the earliest Amoraim, and the later Amoraim wouldn't argue with people of such stature. In any event, it's a good question. Maris Ayin applies even B'chadri Chadorim. So how come both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say in the privacy of your house you can move the ladders, whereas in public Beis Shammai said you can't? So the answer is, this is the Machlokas Tanoim. It's not Rav Chanan against Rav. This is two Tanoim. And there, Rav Chanan has the right to go like the Tana that Rav disagrees with, because they're arguing based upon Tanoim. And therefore, Rav Chanan has no problem. What is this Machlokas Tanoim? The Tanya. We're learning a Braisa, that when you're dealing with clothing that got wet, it was raining on Shabbos, and you took off your shirt, your jacket, and you hung it out to dry. So there's no problem, no issue in doing that, but shodchon b'chama, if you do this in the sun, you are going to be in a problem, because people are going to think that you washed your clothing, and that's why you hang it out to dry. So the rabbi said, you can go and hang it out to dry, have a low kineged on, but don't do it publicly, because people will see you have clothing on your clothesline, so they're going to assume you did the laundry on Shabbos, and that, of course, would be marisayin. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. So he's not concerned about Chadri Chadarim. As long as it's in private, he has no concern of Marisayan. But along comes then, we have the gears of Rabbi Elazar, but it should be Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon. These two Tanoim disagree. Osram, they say, like Rav. They're the opinion that Rav held, like, Komokim Shasu Chachamim, B'nai Marisayan, Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim Osir. You can't do it even in private. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds like the opinion of the Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, and Rav Chanan Bar Ami, he holds like the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. That's the first version of this discussion. Ika di Amre, we have a second version of this discussion as follows. Amr Chanan Barami, Ruchanan Barami said, the machlokis between Beishamai and Besila is only in regards to Rishus HaYochid. The Beishamai Islu de Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, that Beishamai holds this Chadri Chadorim Isser, just like Rabbi Huda Amar Rav said, whereas Besila doesn't. Besila less Lu de Rabbi Huda Amar Rav. They say that in privacy there is no concern. They don't hold like Rabbi Huda Amar Rav. But both agree. Abu Rishus HaRabim, Divri Yaakov, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Osir. He can't do it in public because it's my Zayin. So according to this version, it is that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Beis Shammai. Any more questions that? Lema Rav, the Amar Ke Beis Shammai? Really? Does Rav want to come out on the side of Beis Shammai? We normally pass like Beis Hillel. We don't want Rav to be like Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no. Again here, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The same Machlokas that we just brought down a moment ago. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Tanoihi. And this is in regard to Beis Hillel's position. So Rav could still hold like Beis Hillel according to one side of this machlokas. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. If your clothing gets wet on Shabbos, shotchem b'chama. The Tanakhama says, no problem, hang it out to dry. Just don't do it in public. Avalo k'neged am. But this opinion doesn't hold Chadri Chadorim, and this is Beis Hillel's opinion. So therefore, this is the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav doesn't hold like. However, Rabbi, again, it should be a loss, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, they do hold b'chadri chadorim. So according to this, Beis Hillel holds like Rav, not a problem. Albeit only according to one opinion, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. Now we turn to Tess Amud Beis. Gemara says, Mas Nisin, our Mishnah here with the dove coats, the lo ki hai tana, is not in accord with the following Tanoic opinion. What is that, the Tanya? We learned in the following Bryce, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Modim Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel." Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say they agree. Shemolich and Esasula Mishovach LeShovach. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Beis Shammai says you cannot move it from one Shovach to another. Only Beis Hillel said you can. But this Brisa from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that even Beis Hillel says you cannot move the Sulam Mishovach LeShovach. There is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Lo nechlechu, the only opinion that they have that disagrees between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is ela lahachzir. Lo nechlechu ela lahachzir. Can you return it? To move it in the first place is allowed. But to return it back to the first place, that's a machlokas. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai omrim ein machzirin, you're not allowed to return it. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin, you can even return it. If you can move it there, you can even bring it back. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, according to some, qualifies this Mishnah. According to others, he says, a new opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, under what circumstances is this true? Besulam Shel Shovach. That's only if you're dealing with a dovecote ladder, as opposed to a ceiling plastering ladder. Avo Besulam Shel Aliyah, with a ladder that's used to get up onto the top of your roof to go and plaster it, so that's a different story. Besulam Shel Aliyah, Divrei Kol Osir, everybody says that that's no good. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Yehuda will be the Tanakama here, even though he's not the real Tanakama, but he'll be a Tanakama to Rabbi Dosa because he'll be referred to that way in the Gemara. So I point that out now. Rabbi Dosa then said, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateyu mechalon chalon, that you're not allowed to move the ladder in this situation, but you can tilt it, you can adjust it from one cubby to another cubby within the same dovecote. That's the first opinion that we have, Rabbi Dosa himself. Acherim omrim mishum Rabbi Dosa, but the opinion of the Acherim, which as I mentioned, is usually Rabbi Meir, but not necessarily so, he says in the name of Rabbi Dosa, af medadin bo. You don't have to just lean it, you can even move it in small steps, like a pigeon jumping up and down. We use the expression medadin, it takes little jumps, so you can even move the ladder a little bit from one spot to another, not just leaning it. So these are the opinion of the Tanakhama, the real Tanakhama of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda's qualification of that, then Rabbi Dosa, and the opinion of the Acherim in the name of Rabbi Dosa. So this is this Brisa. And this Brisa clearly disagrees, at least Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar clearly disagrees with our Mishnah. Now, B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya's two sons, he had two sons, Chizki and Yehuda, were unusual. They were twins, but they were born 3 months apart. The Gemara has that interesting discussion elsewhere. We know medically this can occur. Sometimes twins don't come out at the same time, especially if their gestation is different. There are rare cases where one twin is impregnated in the first month, and then the second twin, every now and then, can get impregnated in the second month of the pregnancy, and they even can come out at different times. In any event, this was the two sons of Rabbi Chiya, Chizkiya and Yehuda. So B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Nofuk L'Kiyosa, they once went out to the villages to go and check on their property. And when they came back, their father asked them, any interesting shilas come up? He didn't ask him about the the fields, how they were doing. He didn't ask him any financial questions. He wants to know any good halachic questions come your way. Kiyasu, when they came back, Amaluhu, Rabbi Chiya, their father said to them, Amalu Avun, Nu, Klum, Maisa, Boli, Yenchem, anything interesting get asked to you? Any good shilas? So Amulo. So the two children said to their father, yes, Amulo, they said, Sulam Boli Adenu. The question about moving a ladder came to us on Yontif. Can you move a ladder on Yontif? Vihitarnu. And we said, yes. The father was not happy. Amalahem, Rabbi Chiya told him, go back to, okay, quickly go tell those people, V'issu mashitatim, and tell them, no, you made a mistake. You told them they could move the ladder. In fact, it's usur to move the ladder. Now, what's going on over here? So, in Usavar, Rabbi Chiya's sons, they said it's mutter because they thought, Rabbi Yehuda b'sulam shel aliyah lo pligi, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said, b'med dvar mamurim, when are you allowed to go and move it? That's only in the sulam shel shovach. Avo b'sulam shel aliyah, divrei hakol aser, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said, b'sulam shel aliyah lo pligi, everybody says, divrei hakol it's aser, that implied, miklal de tanakama sovra pligi. This was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, not only by a sulam shel shovach, but implies that even by a sulam shel aliyah, divrei hakol is mutter. Just like you could move it, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, mishovach l'shovach, it wasn't just a shovach ladder, but it was even a aliyah ladder. That's what the children of Rabbi Chiya thought. Now, the Gemara says, v'lohi, but Rabbi Chiya told them, you made a mistake. That's not true. Because Rabbi Yehuda is in fact explaining the Tanakhama. Now, Tosos does point out in the top little Tosos, normally when we say, b'medvar mamurim, when Rabbi Yehuda says this throughout Shas, about a Mishnah, b'medvar mamurim, it means he's coming to argue with the Mishnah, not to explain the Mishnah. But Tosos says that's only when it's in a Mishnah. But in a Braisa, in fact, he's coming to explain it. B'medvar mamurim is not a new Shita. So Rabbi Yehuda over here in this Braisa is coming to explain the Tana Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamei the Tana Kama Komefarish. Here he's not arguing the Tana Kama like the children of Rabbi Chiya thought, but he's actually coming to explain him. And he's saying, Mimai, what exactly did you mean, Tana Kama? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when you said that you're allowed to move the Sulam, Mishovach L'Shovach, Midiktani Bolichin Asula, Mishovach L'Shovach, that implies that it's a dovecote ladder. And therefore, if it was also that they argue in regards to a sulam shel aliyah, high molichin es asulam mishovach l'shovach, he wouldn't have said, you move it from one shovach to another shovach, he would have said, molichin es asulam l'shovach miboyle. If it was a attic ladder, a roof ladder, then he would have said, you move it to the shovach. He wouldn't have said, you move it from a shovach to a shovach. El alav hochi komar. Isn't therefore the Tanakhama saying a ladder that's a shovach ladder? Yeah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say molichin es asulam of a shovach mishovach l'shovach shel shovach in. But even the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, says shel aliyah lo. And therefore, you, my dear sons, Rabbi Chiya tells his two children, go back and tell them that you made a mistake. That's the first version of this story that Rabbi Chiya's sons told him. A shaila was asked to us about moving a ladder for a roof. We said it's permissible, and Rabbi Chiya told him, no, you made a mistake. It's usur because you misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't giving a separate shita. He was explaining the Tanakhama. No, what were the children thinking? Why didn't they agree to that? V'idach, Rabbi Chiya's sons, they said, mi ketani sulam shel shovach. It didn't say a sulam shel shovach. It said, mi shovach li shovach tani. And they didn't darshan it the way the father did, that it would have said li shovach if it really meant it was a aliyah ladder. And therefore, they thought that he was talking about any type of ladder. V'afilu l'kama shovachin. And you could go and bring this from even one dovecote to another dovecote, this roof ladder. And therefore, that's what they made a mistake. That's the first version of this story. Igad Amri, others had another version that Ruchiah's sons went to the field to go check, and when they came back, Ruchiah said, no, any interesting shilas come up? And they said, yeah. Amrullah, they said, Daddy, you know what happened? He toy sulam shalaliya baliyadeinu. Somebody asked us, can you tilt a attic ladder from one shovach to another shovach? And we told him, yes, vitarnu. We said, no problem at all. You're allowed to go and tilt this. So the father told them, quickly, go, Amalehem, Tzu, go, V'isu mashitatem. You made a mistake. Go and tell them that what you in fact said was permitted is not. Again, what is the svara over here? So the children of Chiya, Inu, Sover, they held, Mai deko osar tanakama, Kashari Rabbi Dosa. Here the Tanakhama isn't referring to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but it means Rabbi Yehuda, because he is a earlier Tana, a Tana Kama, to Rabbi Dosa. So here, the children of Rabbi Chiya thought that which Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana Kama, that's what Rashi explains this, my de ka osar Tana Kama, that which Rabbi Yehuda asered, shari Rabbi Dosa. In fact, Rabbi Dosa allowed it. So what did Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, aser? So he asered Sulam Shalaliyah, Divri HaKol Aser. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And along comes Rabbi Dosa, and he says, no, it's permissible. Mateyu Mechalon L'Chalon. You can take this attic ladder and move it, Mechalon, to another Chalon, from one cubby to another cubby. So therefore, they said, you can tilt this ladder, albeit it's a roof ladder, an attic ladder, from one cubby to another cubby. But they were mistaken, the Lohi. In fact, Rabbi Chiya told his sons, you made a mistake. Because my de koshari Tana Kama ka osa Rabbi Dosa. In fact, the Tana Kama was the more lenient opinion, and Rabbi Dosa said it's osur. Because Rabbi Yehuda said it's osur to take a roof ladder, but he permitted you to take a dovecot ladder. And to that, Rabbi Dosa said that even a dovecot ladder can't be taken. All you can do is tilt it. So in fact, they misunderstood. And therefore, their father, Rabbi Chiya, told them, go out and tell them that you made a mistake. Maybe the more important lesson over here to learn is that if you make a mistake, you got to own up to it. And Rabbi Chiya told his children, quick, before you do anything else, go out and correct your mistake. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Abu Matei Mechalon L'Chalon, V'chule, that you're allowed to go and tilt the ladder. Mateo means to tilt it from one cubby to another cubby. Now this is within the same shovel, within the same dovecote, but you certainly can't carry it to another dovecote. Now, why would you be doing all this? Isn't it to fulfill Simchas Yontif? So the Gemara says, Alma gabi Simchas Yontif, even though you're going here to go get birds to go and shecht on Yontif and enjoy chicken on Yontif, nevertheless, Beis Shammai says you can't do this. Beis Shammai L'chumra and only Beis Hillel L'kula. So this seems to imply that Beis Shammai is machmir, even though you're taking away by being machmir Simchas Yontif, and Beis Hillel is the one that's being makel. But that doesn't seem to jibe with what we said elsewhere. Or in Mini, we learned elsewhere, this is a machlokas that we had on the very first daf of the Masechta. Hashochet chayav ov biyontif, if you go and shecht an animal that requires kisi adam, a chay or an oaf on yontif, so we said, Beis Shammai omrim yachbar b'dech v'yachasa, do kisi adam, because if we don't let you do kisi adam, you're not going to shecht, and that would take away from Simchas Yontif. But Beis Hillel was the one that was machmir. Beis Hillel omrim lo yishchot, you're not allowed to go shecht, because unless elam kein hayelo ofar mucha mibo jom. And if you don't have prepared dirt beforehand, guess what? Don't shecht, because you won't be able to do kisi adam, even though it's going to take away from your Simchas Yontif. So on the first Mishnah in the Masechta, it seems that Beis Hillel is not so keen on Simchas Yontif, and Beis Shammai is the one that's makel in order to be able to fulfill Simchas Yontif. But over here, we seem to have the exact opposite. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Muchlev Hashita, you're right, you have to flip it around. Rashi understands it differently than Tosos. Rashi says you flip around our Mishnah here with the dovecotes and the ladder, whereas Tosos says you flip around the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Now, why do you have to flip it around? The more questions is, Rav Yochanan, you say Muchlev Hashita, maybe not. Mimai, you know what? The two have nothing to do with each other. The Machlokis regarding Kisi Adam has nothing to do with the Machlokis over here of Michalon L'Chalon, that you're not allowed to go and tilt the ladder, because they have nothing to do with Simchas Yontif, so don't try to align this as one machlokas. That's because, Dilma, maybe, Ad kan lo kamri Beis Shammai hosom, Beis Shammai didn't say in regards to the Kisei Adam, they only said that you're allowed to do that, Elo hecho de'iko dekru nos, because you had prepared dirt, and therefore, it's not such a big deal to go and cover it up. You're not staring any Simchas Yontif. You have the dirt already there. That's why you're allowed to do it. But, in fact, Beis Shammai would say over there, if you don't have dirt prepared, lo, you're not allowed to do it. Because even though you're going to compromise on your Simchas Yontif, you're not allowed to do something if you don't have dekru nos. So therefore, that has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. And likewise, over here, by the dovecotes, alternatively, over here, you can't say that Beis Hillel is dealing with Simchas Yontif either. Because Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel l'hocha, the only reason Beis Hillel was makel over here had nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Ela d'shovacho mochiach lo, because you have clear proof that you're moving it because of the dovecot, and there is no concern otherwise. Aval hasam, over there in the digging, it's not so clear that you'd be doing it for a permissible purpose. And that's why they didn't say that you're allowed to do it. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. It's totally two separate machlokasin, and therefore, you can't learn out anything about Simchas Yontif from either of these two Mishnayos. Now, Rav Yochanan did say something, so what did Rav Yochanan really say, if that's not what he said? So the Gemara says, Eli Kasha Kokasha. If, in fact, there was some sort of a problem that Rav Yochanan reconciled with the terminology Muchlefas Hashitos, so this would be where it was. Because we have another Mishnah. It's Hashem tomorrow, she will learn this. Beishama Yom Rim, Lo Yitol, Elohim Kain, Nianami Bojom. When can you say that a bird was Muchon in the dovecote only if you actually picked it up? Because we're concerned that if you don't pick it up, you may change your mind when you pick it up, and that would be a problem. So you have to actually go pick it up and say, yeah, this is the right shmeina on this. This is the right amount of bird. It's a shmeina enough bird for my usage, or it's a good enough bird. And therefore, when you pick it up, that's how you designate it. But if you don't pick it up, you don't designate it. That's not called designated. So yitol, you're only allowed to take it on yantiv, elu imkein nianaba mojom, if you designate it by picking it up before yantiv. That's Beishami's opinion. Beisol is less machmir. Beisol says, no. Beisol says, seemingly for Simchas Yontif, Bisalomim, Omer, you just have to stand there. Omer, yeah, Zev is there, I need no tell. Yeah, I want the one up there in cubby number two, I want the one in cubby number three. And you don't have to touch him. So, what does it say? Alma, Gabi Simchas Yontif, Beishame l'chumra, Beisol l'chumra. It seems that Beishame is the more machmir one over here, and Beisol is the more mega one in regards to Simchas Yontif, or Rimini, but we learned in Mishnah number one, in this Masechta, Dav Beis Amad Aleph, Hashochi Chayv Op Yontif. So we said, we learned over there, that Beishame is the one that's mako, seemingly for Simchas Yontif, and Beisol is the one that's machmir, seemingly not concerned about Simchas Yontif. So there seems to be a stira, and on that, Omer of Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashita, over there, that's where Yochanan said, Muchlefes Hashita. But the Gemara says, again, maybe not. Maybe these two have nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Just like we answered the first case, so too over here, nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Dilma lohi. Because Ad kan lo amri be shamai, elahecha deikah dekar notes. Again, like we said before, the only reason Beishamai was mako is because you had dirt prepared, but not because of anything of Simchas Yontif. And we turn to Yud Amud Aleph. But elahecha deikah dekar notes. If you didn't have dirt prepared, even though it will be a lack of Simchas Yontif, lo, you're not allowed to do it. And likewise over here, in regards to designating the birds that we'll learn in Mir Tzashem in tomorrow's Shia, Inami Adkan Beis Hillel says, Lo Kamri Beis Hillel Hocha, that you just have to look at the birds and that's enough of the designation. Why? The reasoning is, Elokiva and the Muktzu, the prohibition over here that we're dealing with is Muktzu, so therefore, but Omeid, if he stands, Omer, Zeh, Vazeh, Ani no tell Sagi, you ice made it Muktzu. You've said, this is the one I want, so you said, that bird over there in cubby two, and that bird in cubby three, I want them, and they're no longer muktza. Nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Abol Hossam, but in the case of Mishnah Aleph with the digging, no, they're not mekel or machmir on Simchas Yontif if you didn't prepare it properly, so then it's not considered prepared. Nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. So again, in both of these cases, we've said that we wanted to suggest it has to do with Simchas Yontif, but in both of the versions, we said it has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Baruch Hashem. This concludes today's shir, and we got another extra half of a daf under our belt for Yontif. Have a wonderful day.